If your credit card information was recently stolen, the man we'll meet next might have seen it. He will be our guide on a trip to a criminal corner of the internet.
People use malware, malicious software, to suck up credit card information or bank account numbers. Some of those numbers go up for sale, hawked in a hidden online marketplace, before the rest of us even knew a mega breach happened.
A man who found out how to visit such a marketplace took Arthi Shahani along for the ride.
At a crowded Starbucks in downtown San Francisco, Tom Pagler powers up his laptop and takes me online shopping with a twist. We go to the anonymous Tor network to a website that requires a login.
I don't want to say the name, though.
Okay. Pagler doesn't want to tip off anyone because being a trusted user on a criminal website takes work. It's a lot like eBay. You've got to visit, buy and sell regularly, and get rated and reviewed by your peers.
When they transact with you, no one's getting arrested. No one's getting burned. So every time you make a transaction on the underground, you're just building your street cred.
Today, credit cards are on super sale. Pagler says that means a big breach just happened. I noticed something strange. Platinum credit cards are selling for less money than gold cards. Apparently, people in the underground don't just look at credit limits. They do analytics to see, according to the data, which banks have the weakest security.
For them, they'll know, based on bank ID number, which bank it is and where they're getting the best return on fraud.
Pagler is not actually a cyber criminal. He's a former Secret Service agent who studied them and is now in the private sector at DocuSign. Today, he's showing me how a low-level operator would work this site. Say I wanted to launch an attack. Without any specialized coding skills, I could buy the package of services I need, a list of 10,000 emails customized by age, gender, region, that goes for $79. And to make sure the emails work,
there's a cleaning price, which is $48.
For another $50, I get the malware I need to latch into a victim's operating system and follow every keystroke in search of strings that look like bank logins and account numbers. It has a funny name. Keylogger, like logging my keys.
Exactly, like logging what you type.
I'd pay with an account that's like PayPal, except it's internet cash that's hard to trace back, and the servers are overseas, so American police can't really subpoena records. I also need one more item called a botnet, a vast network of computers under the control of a single bot master. Pagler hands me off to his colleague and botnet specialist, Tom Brandel, who shows me options as cheap as $16. He also makes this simple analogy to the drug trade.
These would actually be the guys on the street corners collecting money and distributing the drugs.
The bots send out emails. About 5 to 10% of poor souls open the attachment, which lets the crooks in. The bots crawl around waiting for bank passwords. Then they can drain the money into the overseas account. Millions upon millions of unsuspecting computers, maybe even yours and mine, are part of botnets, making it nearly impossible to find the real criminal.
If I'm the bank, I go back and say, hey, I saw this login from this address. I go to check that address, and it belongs to your grandmother in Sioux Falls. Basically, the trail is dead at that point.
This is crime without risk.
Giovanni Vigna is a professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, who studies cybercrime.
If you look at the size of what gets stolen, I mean, there are wildly varying estimates. We're talking about billions. And you think about how many actual convictions there have been, it's amazingly low.
The incentives to join the underground are amazingly high. With just a couple $100, I could drain enough accounts to make $500,000 and grab data to resell on the hidden websites. For NPR News, I'm Arthi Shahani in San Francisco.